Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin. Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart.
To the Healing Fountain, and we have a brilliant guest today. We have Pamela Hayen from One Vision website, and she's an administrator on there, and she's going to talk to us about taking control of our health, which is what we need. And co-hosting with me is Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary? Just back.
I'm here, Jen. I am here. Yes. Hello, Jan. Hi, everyone.
Hiya.
Yes. Last week, I got to do a bit of a Native American revisited thing that I hadn't done in a couple of years, and it was called a humblecha. It means crying for a vision, and what I did was go out on the land and fasted for actually only 24 hours and to seek for a vision. And it felt really good, and I went up to the site where we're putting the new sweat lodge, and it was quite wonderful. I was able to consecrate the ground there and bring the sacred pipe and set up a small altar and that sort of thing. And there I stayed for a day and a night and the rest of the next day. And with no food, no food. I did bring water, but I got no food. I didn't have any food.
And
I did get some medicine. Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Did you have any visions?
I did, and I got some a new spirit helper as well, a new medicine helper, a new animal totem, if you will.
Wow.
And that's the skunk. I don't know if you are familiar with skunks in the UK.
Well, I saw them when I lived in Canada. I actually smelt them as well.
Oh, have you? Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's and, no smell like it, is there?
Actually, I like the way they smell, as long
oh,
as
no.
it's not too strong. As long as they don't spray you, they're actually
yeah.
not bad.
Yeah.
And he rambled through the camp. And spoke to me. What he said was, walk with confidence, brother. I do.
Wow.
And they do. They command respect, even for such a small animal. You know, they do. They are respected in the animal kingdom.
Yeah.
And that was part of the message that he wanted to impart onto me and into my spirit was walk with confidence because I do and I can. And then he came back by later on. They're very nocturnal, and this all occurred at night. And he came back by later that night and just to make sure he got the message across to me. And I was actually honored by his presence and honored by his passing through. He was like a little brother to me, you know. And we got along quite well. So that's part of what I experienced out there, but that was a good one, and that was a new spirit helper that I had not encountered previously in all of my other journeying. So I've got a new one. He's the skunk.
That's great. Well, that's really good, because when you've gone out there and made the effort and you've fasted and starved yourself for 2 days, you sort of feel like you want a bit of, you know, reward for doing it, don't you? By getting a message or getting something such as you got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's what the native people did.
Yeah.
Right.
Were there many people there?
No, there was no one there. I was completely alone. There were people on the land. There were people at the farm who owned the land, owned the property where I was. But I was off in the forest. And not in contact with anyone.
All right. Yeah. I sort of imagined it to be a group of you.
Oh, no, just me.
I don't know.
And it was very hot, very
own.
Warm. We had a heat wave going on past week.
Yeah.
And it was very warm up there, especially back up in the woods where I was. And I did make a fire, but I didn't need one other than for light at night. And to smoke myself up occasionally because of the mosquitoes and the biting flies and that sort of thing that were out in the woods.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
It went well. It went quite well. And I'm very glad to have been able to do that. And I want to thank my friends for allowing me to put the lodge out on their property and allowing me the opportunity to do that again. It had been a couple of years since I was able to do that. So
I think I'll have to have a go at that and, you know, just see what happens because it sounds really powerful. I mean, I have been with groups of people doing medicine circles and things like that, but I haven't actually been on my own to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I do meditate on my own, obviously, but I don't think I could go out in the country and do that on my own for 2 days.
Well, typically it's done for 4 days with no food and no water. No water,
no
food. No.
You could die inside, and no one would know, especially in the heat.
I've done that many years. I've done that quite a few years. And so this was a short one for me, and I didn't have a medicine man to hold space and put me out and kind of, you know, monitor me spiritually. I did it all myself. So, and I want to apologize to Cairo. He had his ceremony the day I went out. The day before we were going to do his ceremony, and apparently the times got crossed, and I wasn't able to host that for him. And then they rescheduled for the next day, and that was the day I was going out. So he had his vision quest, and I had mine. So
yeah, it was
Bryce does
it
a little bit
one.
Differently than the way I do it, but that's I had my own vision quest. So So.
Yeah. Well, that was brilliant.
I sent my love out to all of you while I was out there. My love and my prayers went clear around the world to all of you while I was
there. Thank you.
So.
Yeah, we felt it. It was an incredible atmosphere in that chat room. And there were 30-odd people, about 38 people in the chat room for the Vision Quest. It was brilliant. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, there were the day before, too, but he was late for his own ceremony. So.
it got the time wrong because with the world clock being not synchronized all over the world, obviously, that was the problem. But anyway, never mind. We're going to bring Pamela on shortly, but before we do, we're going to play a song she's chosen specially. But I'd just like to say that when she's spoken about her essential oils and holistic therapies, etc., she would like any callers to call in as soon as possible. So if you'd like to just announce the number, Gary, please.
I can. Bear with me here 2 seconds. Feel free to give us a call at 646-929-0461. And if you're outside the U.S., use the USA prefix code, which is 001. So it'd be 001-646-929-0461.
Thanks, Gary. Right, and I'll cue this next song, which has been chosen especially by Pamela. It's called Cherokee Rose. By Cherokee Rose. Spirit. One you like, Gary.
Yeah.
That was a good one. I thought you'd like that one, Gary, too, because...
That was quite lovely, yes.
Yeah. And you're going to be doing the beautiful meditation later, aren't you? You're going to be doing the heart meditation later
right.
on. And
mm-hmm.
I've just noticed on the switchboard that it says showtime is the 2nd of September. So I really, really do not know what's going on with this Blog Talk Radio. It seems that all the links we post, they sort of mysteriously change the times. Well, this show is on the 2nd of September, according to the switchboard. Can you believe that?
I'll have whatever they're having.
Well, gremlins in the show pages. That's what we're having. Anyway, we're going to bring Pamela on. Don't forget, when she's been speaking about what she's speaking about, if you want to phone in and ask her any questions, she's quite willing to take callers. And she attended the American School of Health Sciences in Portland, Oregon. Are you there, Pamela? Don't forget to unmute your mic.
That's okay.
Hello.
She may have muted herself.
Yes, she might have done. It's easy done, isn't it?
Well, she says she's lost the page. Apparently, I'm not sure
oh,
exactly
dear.
What happened. Is she lost Skype or something?
Oh.
I don't know. Is she still patched in with you?
Well, yeah, as far as I know. How would I know if she wasn't?
She may be muted. I'm not sure. I don't know.
Well,
that's okay. Most of my best, most profound revelations, my most profound revelations and pontifications I've ever said have been on the air while on mute. So.
Yeah. Anyway, she might be here in a minute, but she does use her personal health-related experience combined with a formal training to educate, encourage, and support the option to heal with therapeutic-grade essential oils. And she also offers free educational programs and as a speaker for groups, as well as one-on-one consultation. And her website is http://mountzion144.ning.com profile Pamela A. Okay.
And it looks like her Skype has dropped its connection. So what I'm going to do
mm-hmm.
is patch her back in.
Okay.
And she's back on now. Bear with me a moment. And we'll go ahead and add her to the conversation. Hopefully.
Okay. I told you there's gremlins in this switchboard, but never mind. It happens occasionally. It's all part of a live show, folks. It's these bits that they edit out on TV and on the BBC.
Right.
And
right.
We just have to put up with them. Oh, dear. Never mind. It'll be worth waiting for, I can tell you.
Well, I'm ringing her now, so.
I'm here.
There you are.
Hiya.
Oh, Pamela, hi. You're on the
air. Oh, hello. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, it just went blank, and I just went into panic mode.
Computers.
We do that every week.
Do you?
Okay. Oh, I have a heart attack every week, of course, yeah. So, Pamela's here with us now, and she's going to talk to us about taking control of health. And that's what we need to do, isn't it? To take control of our own health.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. And
welcome.
Thank you for coming.
At any time, feel free to, interject or ask a question if I don't make myself clear. But I thought I would start out by giving you a little background on myself. I know my bio said that I had... been very sick and had taken control of my health, and that's where I'm at today. And so I wanted to tell you a little bit about what my health issues were. In 1999, I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia and chronic migraines, and at one time, I was taking 22 pharmaceutical pills per day. I was quite the zombie at the time. And I gained over 100 pounds within a year due to the medication. I was unable to function at all. I couldn't drive. I couldn't do much of anything. I was in pretty bad shape. And, you know, when you're in pain, you're on medication, the depression was not manageable. There's not enough antidepressants in the world to help you through something like that. And so I went from 1999 up until 2005, and I just got rather mad. I was just really sick and tired of being sick and tired. I was still a fairly young woman. I was 50 years old, and I just couldn't imagine going on and on and on in the state I was in. And the doctors, I got on that merry-go-round from hell, I call it, the pharmaceutical merry-go-round.
Oh, yeah.
Avenue, which was caused by one medication or another. And I was spiraling down, down, down. And so I'm a pretty obstinate and strong person, and I really felt overwhelmed. And I just, you know, prayed. I just got mad, and I prayed, and I said, look, you know, what do you want me to do? I'll do whatever it is. You know, just please point me in the right direction. And I was at the end of my rope, and don't know where the strength came from, but I guess from the tips of my toes, because I just made a conscious decision at that moment, a conscious decision, which is very, very important, because we all are so unconscious in our daily routines, and we take everything as what people tell us, and we don't ever consciously make choices, it seems.
Question what they tell us.
Right, right. And I hadn't done that. I had went in, you know, being sick, and you know, we were all indoctrinated that everybody knows better than we do. You know, I mean, it's our body, but everybody else knows better than we do. And so whenever I made a conscious decision to get well, that was my prayer. I am going to get well. Come hell or high water, no matter what it takes, I am going to find a way to get well. The doctors can't help me. The pills can't help me. So I have to figure it out. And I was very fortunate that my husband was very supportive of me at the time. I could not have made it through what I went through without him. And so he encouraged me, you know, look at alternative. And I had never done anything alternative before. I really didn't even know what it entailed. And so the first thing I did was I found a holistic chiropractor here locally. And I went in, there was an ad in the paper, and my husband said, why don't you go here? And I said, oh, you know, I have been to all these doctors. I'm so sick and tired of doctors. But I thought, well, you know, I've got to give it a shot. So I went in, and that was the beginning of my journey. This chiropractor really opened my eyes to the whole holistic world, and I started weaning off the medications and replacing them with supplements and detoxification, which I had never heard of that before either. And so after about 2 months, just 2 short months, I noticed such a profound difference. I mean, it was like, oh my gosh, why doesn't everyone know about this? You know, I had been on fibromyalgia chat rooms on the computer, and the horror stories I'd heard, you know, of people just giving up and letting go, you know, and I was like, oh my gosh, there is an answer. There is healing for this. Why don't people know this? Why don't the doctors know this? And so I decided that I needed to know more. I needed to have some kind of credentials to back up what I was experiencing. So at the age of 50, I went back to school as I was recovering from my fibromyalgia and chronic migraines. and all of the medication, and I wasn't sure I was going to be able to do it, but I did. And I do believe it's because I made that conscious decision to do so. And so within a year, I was quite healed. I was off of all my medications, and I was actively doing my schoolwork. And 3 years later, I graduated at the top of my class, and I opened my own wellness center. And at that time, that's when I discovered the therapeutic grade essential oils. And it was a blessing. It was something another prayer I had was to find something that I could share with people, with my clients, that would cover their overall health. I found that with supplements, different supplements were good for different things, and people, you know, you were exchanging the supplements more or less for the pills, and you were still taking stuff. And it was like, this supplement was for this, and this was for that, and it was like, you know, there's got to be a better way. And my prayer was answered again, and a exceptional woman, my mentor, her Miss Christina, she came into my life just out of the blue, as that's the way things usually happen when you ask. And she introduced me to the Young Living Therapeutic Grade Essential Oils, and I can't begin to tell you what a blessing they have been, because they are something that can be used with everyone, from infants to the elderly, as well as even animals. And these particular oils, they're not like the essential oils that you get at the health food store or over the counter. And I will explain that. The oils that you get at these stores, most of them, and I will say most of them because I'm not familiar with all, but most of them will tell you that you should not ingest them, that you should not take them internally. Mm. And I'm here to tell you, if anything says, if you read any bottle and it says, do not take internally, or do not swallow, or do not, you know, inhale, then you shouldn't be putting it on your skin, because our skin is just one giant sponge. And everything you put on your skin goes into your body, and it affects your internal organs. So all of these oils that have that warning on there have been cut, or it's called adulterated, with a chemical. And the reason being is that essential oils will hold their aroma, so it may still smell like lavender, but they have cut it or adulterated it with a chemical to make more, to be able to have more. So you may be getting the aroma of it, but you are not getting the therapeutic benefits of it.
That's
now,
terrible.
These oils that I use, the therapeutic grade oils, these oils can be and are encouraged. You are encouraged to take them internally. And when I say internally, I mean you can drop them in your water. You can put them in capsules. There's many ways. We encourage people, depending on what your issue is, would depend on how you would use the oil.
Yes.
Most of the time we tell people, put them on the bottom of your feet. Now, why would you do that? That's where the largest pores are in the body. And there have been scientific studies done that when you put these oils on the bottom of your feet, that they are absorbed into every cell, and just think for a moment how many cells that there are in the body. These oils are absorbed into every cell of the body within 20 minutes. Now, that's pretty darn quick.
That is pretty quick.
Why these oils uptake in such a manner is that essential oils are the lifeblood of the plant. So what they do is they are taking nutrients from, you know, from in the plant up to, you know, the flowers to help it grow, to help it, you know, bud. So mm-hmm. those oils carry nutrients. And they do the same thing in our bodies. The blood of the oils of the plant and our blood are very, very similar.
So they're more readily assimilatable.
Right. Mm. Exactly. Exactly. Our bodies know what to do with these essential oils. They know what, whenever we use an oil for, let's say, for our thyroid, and there are some oils for the thyroid if you have thyroid issues.
Mm-hmm.
And so our bodies know the thyroid immediately responds to that particular oil. Now, you can't overdose on the oils. There are, because our bodies know how much it needs and what it doesn't need, it gets rid of. I mean, it's just absolutely perfect. There are very, very few contraindications with the oils. And I say very few, and because I won't say none, because
hello?
Some women, you would not want to use an oil that helps to thin the blood. So there are, you know, there are a very few pieces, but there's so much healthier for us. There are no side effects. You can use more than one at a time. I mean, I'll bring oils on and several oils. And then during the day, if I'm, you know, kind of winding down, I might get my peppermint out, and boy, that'll perk you up. And then in the evening, I also have a routine of certain oils that I use. So there's just a whole host of different oils that can be used for different things.
Mm-hmm.
Most oils are antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral, but some are even antitumoral, which means that they work on tumors. Yes, yes. And there is some major research going on right now that it is a third party. It is not Young Living, but they are using the Young Living frankincense oil to do this research, and it is very, very exciting.
Interesting.
Yes, and it's frankincense. Frankincense,
right.
The oil that
it was used in biblical times as well. Yeah.
These essential oils, where can one attain them?
You can get in contact with me, and I will point you in the right direction. And that is what I do when I say tell people to take control of their health. I am not going to tell you what to do. I'm going to give you the tools, and I'm going to educate you, and then it's up to you. It's your responsibility. You know, we are very powerful beings, and we have the ability to heal ourselves if we take the responsibility to educate ourselves and do the work.
And how do we contact you?
On your website.
You can go to my website at Heyen, H-E-Y-E-N, wellnesstherapies.com, or you can email me at pam@heyenwellnesstherapies.com. So, or you can get a hold of Jan, and she can send you in my direction.
Yeah.
I can type that in the chat.
Yes, type that into the chat. That sounds brilliant because, you know, I did an aromatherapy diploma, but we weren't told about the essential oils that are so pure as that. We were just sent down to wherever to buy them over the counter. And, which obviously the ones that you're speaking about are much, much better and, you know, much purer. So We should all know where to buy those. Every aromatherapist.
Yes, if you can take it internally.
Should know. Yes. It's good, isn't it?
You can take
it internally.
You know, there's different schools. There's different schools of aromatherapy. You know, there's the French and the, and so, you know, some people just absolutely say you're not to, you know, ingest essential oils, but those would be the ones that weren't pure. And if these weren't pure and they're organic and they're kosher, and so, you know, there's no, we do it all the time. And like I said, I use them on my pets and I use them on, you know, everyone.
Brilliant.
You know, infants, pregnant women, and I do, I have a weekly, we do a weekly webinar. If that's something anyone would be interested in, they can sign up for my newsletter. We do weekly webinars on Monday evenings and Thursday mornings, and we educate people on specific health issues and the oils that you can use to...
Yeah, well, we don't really want to be using the pharmaceuticals to get well.
We need doctors. We really do.
Yeah, they don't want us to get better, do they, the big pharmaceutical companies?
No,
because we're doing them out of business. So, as you said, take the matters into our own hands.
That's right.
And sort it out ourselves.
Right.
Well, that's really, really good and really interesting. Well, and if anybody wants to call in and ask any questions, we've got the phone number for you to phone in. It's 001 from outside the USA, 646-929-0461. So if you'd like to
And the
phone
website
in,
again is High End Wellness Therapies. That's HEYENWELLNESSTHERATIES.com. All one word, right?
Right.
Okay.
Or you can just email me at Pam at High End Wellness Therapies.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks so
That's
much.
Brilliant.
Well, thank you so much, Pamela.
Yeah, thank you very much. And someone, Magenta Pixie is talking about the raindrop technique with young living oils.
Oh, yes.
Do you know anything about that, Pamela?
Oh, yes. I'm a certified raindrop technician, and it is a fast technique. There are specific oils that are dropped down the spine, and there is a specific technique used with each oil. This is great. The belief is that, like viruses, lay along the spine in the synovial fluid where it's nice and wet and warm, and then when our immune system's compromised or we're under a lot of stress, then these viruses rear their ugly head. And I'm talking like the herpes virus, which is, you know, like the chickenpox virus, the shingles, things like that. We're able with use this. These specific oils are highly antiviral oils, viruses, and they do not play with that anymore. So that picture of along the spine, and I have seen phenomenal photos, x-rays of spines before they've had the raindrop technique, and then afterwards how the spine has actually straightened out. It is unbelievable. It's almost miraculous.
Yeah. It sounds absolutely amazing.
Just fascinating.
Yes,
I thought it might have been an English technique because Magenta Pixie is from the UK, so I didn't know if you had that technique in America or whether it's come from there. That's why I said, do you know anything about it? I wasn't trying to, you know. But, it sounds like it's pretty universal now, doesn't it?
Yes.
Like it's pretty well known all over the world.
Yes, Dr. Gary Young with the Young Living Therapeutic essential oils. He's the one that did this raindrop technique. There's a great story behind it. We don't all day.
Magenta said it comes from the U.S.
An Indian.
Yes. Well, that sounds absolutely brilliant. And the sound is really atrocious here. I don't know how everybody else is going on, but Pamela keeps cutting out, so I hope it's not spoiling anybody's hearing or listening pleasure, because what's it like over there in America, Gary? Can you hear Pamela all the time? It's cutting out quite badly from here.
As well. It may be my Skype connection, actually, so I've had some internet.
Well, I'm having the same thing. I'm having the same thing here. So it might just be a Blog Talk thing.
It may just be the bunk. Blog Talk radio.
Blog Talk.
Yeah.
You nearly said Blog Talk. Anyway, that's really interesting. But anybody wants to ring in, please ring in as soon as you're able to. And I think we'll put the link for the video now, Gary, if that's okay. We've chosen the video to play. Unless you have anything else to say, Pamela, do you want to say anything else now?
Oh, no, no. Just thank you for having me. And, you know, if anyone has any questions, please feel free to email me at Pam at High End Wellness Therapies. I would be happy to answer any of your questions. This is a passion for me, and I love what I do.
It sounds like it.
Thank you so much, Pamela.
Yes,
thank you
very much. And she's living her passion because she's helping everybody all around the world with her therapies and her essential oils. That's fantastic, isn't it?
Right.
So,
yes, it is. Well, there's the link to the video.
She's on One Vision website, which is a beautiful website. There's always loads of good information on there. And there she is on One Vision as well.
The link to her website is also on the show page. So for those of you listening to archives or listening to the show right now, it's on the show page as well. So.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming along. Don't go away yet because we may have callers later on. And we're going to play the YouTube now. So we're going to do the countdown if everybody's got the player uploaded and paused.
Well, if we can get everyone to click the YouTube link that I put in the chat room, click the link, pause the player, mute the sound. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room. And Jen, in her own inimitable style, will count us down and start the player. So. The heart will be the ticket to signify to us that you're ready, and there's my heart.
And there's two links in the chat page. Don't click on the Genesis one. It'll be the wrong one.
Right, that's the Jim Humble website. And Jim Humble is a wonderful guy.
Yeah.
I've interviewed him on the air.
You're cutting out a bit now, Gary. Okay, then, so we'll count you down. If you've got your players uploaded, we'll just count you down and everybody press play at the same time, and then we'll have a synchronized sound. And the people listening in on the radio will hear the soundtrack, which I've uploaded to the switchboard. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play. We'll be right back. Right now it's time to light our candles. We light our candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. And also because fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent helps us to carry out and manifest our goals. And our goals are, as usual, to send love, light and healing out to all mankind and the nature wave all around the world, and especially to Norway at this time, to all the friends and relatives of the people who died tragically, and also the friends and relatives of Amy Winehouse, the tragic death of Amy. She'll be missed by music lovers all over the world. And also we light our candles because they represent our candle that we have lit inside of us. And we can help other people to light their candles, if they wish them to be lit, that is. It's all about freedom of choice. But hopefully we can inspire other people to light their candles and take their light out into the world. I've also lit my Nag Shampa, which purifies the atmosphere, ready for inviting the angelic realm. And it also increases positivity, I believe. So right now we're going to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael. Please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Also, the Archangel Uriel, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment. In the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom. In the name of divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, please be with us now. Bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. The Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, and to the nature wave as well. In divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. And the Sananda Jesus and Magdalene energies, please be with us now. We know that Sananda Jesus is with us because he's often said that whenever anyone is gathered in my name, I will be there. So we're in the divine presence of the angelic realm. And we ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels, to help us send out the healing. And right now, we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Wei Xiaowen, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want, by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
And with
with this beautiful heart meditation, we have Gary Moore. Thank you, Gary.
And we'll begin as we always begin, simply by being aware. Aware of what we are experiencing. Aware of what's going on. As we close our eyes, this closes off the outer world, allowing us to experience what is inside of us, turning our attention inward. Experiences of what we are hearing and sensing all around us. Everything that happens in this meditation is absolutely perfect. Be easy. Let it all go. And as always, letting thoughts be a meaningless activity in the mind. A flow of energy. Not minding the content of the thought, not resisting, bringing the awareness to the body, noticing what you are feeling in the body. Perhaps you're noticing your heart beating. What about your breathing? Bringing your awareness to your breath. Noticing the breath moving in and out. Expand your stomach. Allow your breath to come into your entire being. Noticing how your body feels as you breathe. Bringing the awareness to the belly. Allowing it to soften and relax. Noticing how the breath goes deep into your entire being. noticing all of the aspects of the experience of breathing. Feeling the movement of the air in and out of the nose, the temperature of the air, the sensation of that movement. Breathe deeply. Easily favor the experience of breathing. Gently bring the attention to the area of the heart, bringing the awareness to the heart, letting the breathing happen in your heart, as if your heart is breathing. So our awareness is with the breathing, and also with the heart area, both at once. Breathing in through the heart, breathing out through the heart. This brings nourishing energy to the heart. It fills the breath with the energy of love. All sorts of experiences can come when we bring our awareness to the heart area. It wakes it up, connects us with what we are feeling there. In breathing in to the heart, we nourish the heart. Breathing out, we let go of what isn't needed. We cleanse the heart, letting all those ideas go and simply being present to the breath moving in and out. Simply being present to the heart. Whatever the mind has wandered, easily bring the attention back to the breath and to the heart, not minding what happens. There could be some ache in the heart, some pain. There could be some sense of the energy of love. Simply having our awareness on the heart nourishes the heart. Continuing for a while with the awareness on the breath and on the heart. Simply noticing whatever arises in that experience. And at any time the attention wanders, simply bringing it back to the process. Be simply aware of the breath, the experience of breathing. Again, relaxing the belly so the breath can move into the belly, and then bringing the awareness to all the sensations in the body. noticing the physicality of the body. Being fully in the body. Simply noticing what's being felt in the body. As we now prepare to come back from meditation. See how the body wants to move. Let it stretch and move. Take some deep breaths. Then just very, very gradually come out of meditation. And when you feel ready, open your eyes.
That was Midnight Sun by Romero. Okay, I think Pamela fell off. Unless you're back there, are you, Pamela? Are you back on? No, and I think Gary has also fallen off as well. I don't know whether he's fallen off to sleep or fallen off the internet, but I'm still here anyway. But I'm not here alone because we do have quite a few people in the chat room, and I want to thank them for helping to co-create the wonderful energies today. And there's 12 people left in the chat room now. So I think in just a moment we're going to play out with a song that Pamela has chosen, and it's Irene Cara, Flash Dance. Do you remember that, everybody? You can dance on your bottom to this one, sing along. I think everybody knows this one. And thank you for being with us, and thank you to everybody listening in. And please be with us next week for Issa Arguello. Thank you. I love this. Brilliant.
Ready to sing along.